America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
B's out today. Joining me is Logan Paulson, Commander's former... You know what I'm going to say? You were a Redskins tight end, Dan.
Yeah, that's okay.
And you were on the Commanders broadcast. What up, dude?
Not much, man. Thanks for letting me fill in.
Absolutely.
Some big shoes to fill today.
Hey, take that up with B. I don't know his shoe size. Very happy to have you, though. And we are really excited right off the top of the show here to welcome in Commanders partner, Mr. Mark Ein, D.C. businessman, philanthropist. Mark, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, guys. Great to be with you this morning.
We're really grateful to have you, and we are fired up. Looks like there's some news coming out for Week 10's matchup against the Steelers.
Yeah, it's really fun to be with you guys, and I saw B. Mitch on the sidelines on a video, I think in the last week, saying, you know what would be so cool is if the Commanders handed out red towels on Sunday so that it blew away whatever Steeler fans are there with their yellow towels and made the whole place look burgundy and gold. And so we're doing it. we're giving out burgundy rally towels to everyone who shows up. And we're really excited about it. We think it's great. The fans have been unbelievable this season. And this game is by far the hottest game of the year so far. And we just think it's going to add to an incredible atmosphere. And what's so cool about it is that the way this came about, actually, we saw B. Mitch do it, but actually a fan, Chris Gellner, sent me a message on social media. I don't know, Chris, he sent me some messages at the end of September and said, I've had this idea for the Steelers game forever. I could never really get anyone to listen to the idea, but what do you think if we did this and handed out burgundy towels when the Steelers come to town? I was like, that's a good idea. Let me look into it. And so I called Josh because we talk literally like every day, every other day about things that we want to do to make the place the most amazing fan experience it can. I said, I just got this idea from him. He goes, I love that idea. And so we ran with it. We got it done. And then the icing on the cake is we do these dinners from time to time with our sponsors and partners. They're unbelievable. Small dinners. We get people together and talk about stuff. And our guy from Verizon heard the story. He goes, well, I want to get behind that. I want to sponsor them. And so it all came together, and no one knows about it until you guys right now.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And obviously you guys have done a lot of really good stuff at the stadium, and this is just another thing that kind of fits in that bucket. But, you know, like the fans have been pouring out and, you know, pouring out for this team and showing up, and an event like this only works when the fans show up. How cool has it been that the fans are kind of coming back to the organization?
Yeah, I mean, that's from when we started this. And as you guys know, Josh and I and Mitch, we all grew up with this team when it was the everything. It was the everything for this community, and that was the goal from the beginning. And seeing the fans come back this year already has been unbelievable. The crowds have been great. I'll tell you, just going around town, seeing the amount of Commanders jerseys and hats you see, I think I've seen more this year than the last 10 years combined. So people are
totally
proud of it, right? Right? It's unreal. Like I was at the Wizards game the other day, and there's people all over the place. So people are proud of the team, and it's great. But I'll tell you, it's really growing. If you just look, and JP, I think you may have actually tweeted this a little while ago. When you look at like prices for tickets in the secondary market starting in this game, it's indicative of the demand that there is. Like now it's translating to, I love this team, I'm proud of this team, and now people are like, I got to get to the games. And so this game's totally sold out. Cowboys is basically standing room only. There's like literally only a couple thousand seats left for the whole rest of the season.
Yeah, you know, Mark, it's been, obviously I've been in this job for a while. Logan played here for a while. He's been around this team for a while. It feels so markedly different, and I think there's a million factors to it, but a big part of it, I think, is your ownership group, you know, kind of really has your arms around this thing now more than, you know, maybe last year as you guys just got in here. Talking with Mark Ein, Commander's partner, lifelong childhood friend with Josh Harris. I mean, it's also crazy. And you mentioned seeing more Commander's hats and burgundy and gold stuff everywhere. I did Halloween with my little kids, and I saw more Commander's uniforms and specifically Jaden Daniels than I have whatever jersey in the last decade. What specifically do you think Jaden has brought to your organization?
I mean, he's obviously been a big part of it. I mean, just the excitement for look, first of all, he's led us to a 7-2 record, right? So that's a big part. And secondly, the way he plays, the way he carries himself, is, I think all of us find inspirational. He's so low-key. He's so, for a guy who's his first year and having this success, he's so low-key, so humble. He's such a good teammate. And then obviously he's so exciting on the field. I mean, he can run, he can pass, he can win games with Hail Mary. So what isn't there to like? And by the way, it goes way beyond the DMV. I know a few weeks ago, and it probably still is the case, he had the highest selling jersey in the league. And so he's really captivated the attention of the country, I think, with all of that. And to have him here and have him be a rookie, man, it makes you really excited about the future.
For sure. So some of the – I do think it's so cool that you engage with fans just kind of walking around, and Josh does and Mitch does. Like, it's remarkable to see you guys interact with the crowd. I got to ask, so let's not be naive. There's going to be Steelers fans, right? But I think on television now, when you guys are giving out burgundy towels, it's going to look like it's just burgundy and gold throughout the stadium, right? If they're waving the yellow ones.
That's the idea. I mean, that's the idea. Like, that's the idea. And again, I give, I had a chance to talk to Chris. I'd never talked to him. This fan who had reached out to me. I talked to him yesterday just because we hadn't told anyone. I wanted to give him a heads up. And, is great. I mean, he's been a fan his whole life. He's stuck with us. He's had season tickets, never given him up. I'll tell you something fun. He goes, would you mind if we went on video? And he said, let me show you my basement. And like so many people in the DMV, man, he had jerseys up and had a mini shrine to the team. And like to give people like that a voice and a connection, that's why, yeah, you see Josh engaging and Mitch and me, because we know how much it means to people. And then also we really want to make this amazing for our fans. The only way we're going to do it is to listen and to listen to ideas. And I appreciate, Logan, what you said, that there's been big improvement in the stadium. All that comes from what you hear from the fans and you get their input. And so we're just at the beginning. We're really ambitious in what we want to create here for our fans. We're really proud of what we've done so far, but we got a long way to go. We're only going to do it by listening to all the people who love this team.
Yeah, and I think it also helps that you are a fan. And, you know, you mentioned the Hail Mary, and I don't know if you were at the game, but I'm sure you saw it. You've seen it. Everyone's seen it. Like, can you talk about maybe your emotions and kind of seeing
– must have been
yeah,
nuts.
Yeah, seeing the Commanders win in a fashion like that. And I know you've been a fan for a long time. Was there a better moment that you can remember – than that as a Commanders fan, as a Washington.
I mean, it honestly goes back literally like me and my family had seats at RFK, section 320, row 5, seats 19 and 20 in the end zone. And I was there for a lot of those games. We were there for Kent Houston stopping Walt Garrison. We were there for Darrell Green catching Tony Dorsett. Like, we were there for the playoff games. So, like, those memories are seared in my memory from my childhood. And this one definitely is added. Like, that's in the pantheon of great franchise moments. And Yeah, we were sitting there, and honestly, I was like, we can still do this. We can still do it. And a lot of it is because of Jaden. You know, you're like, you just, he's so explosive. You just have the sense that we're never out of it. A lot has been talked about. I think it's totally right. That play right before where we got the extra 10, 15 yards to get to the place.
To McLaurin.
Yeah, to McLaurin. And like that, all of a sudden, you're like, look, we can do it. And part of it is just, I don't know, there's something magical happening around this franchise. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. It's a long season to go and a lot can happen, but it just feels like it's been a little bit of pixie dust thrown on this team, and you kind of felt like we're never out of it. And then just watching that play and seeing the ball land in his hands in the end zone, and then just seeing the sidelines just go nuts, literally, like it just went nuts, was something that none of us will ever forget.
It was so, I mean, just being in the stadium for that is really like a pretty epic moment. There was another moment there, Mark, that I wanted to ask you guys about, and this is another stadium improvement that caught me completely by surprise. Talking with Commander's partner, Mark Ein, the light show.
It's great.
Was so dope. Like, they do that at college football all over, and it's such a cool moment. How did you guys come up with that? When did that idea get put into place?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Yeah, so, thanks for noticing. We were so excited for that. And that was something we talked last year when we first got involved about some stuff we wanted to do in night games. And it turned out that the old lighting system, you couldn't turn it on and off, like, quickly. It was like a 15-minute power-up, so you couldn't do it. So one of the things that, you know, we obviously spent like $80-100 million in the off season. One of the things was to upgrade the lights for a whole bunch of reasons, but one of the biggest reasons was you can do that. You can turn off lights and turn them on. And so we brought on last year a fantastic guy to do our game day, Darius, who came from the Vikings. And he, I talk to him every week. We talk every week about what we're going to do. And we talked about this idea. And we were so excited when it came. And I mean, I know that a lot of people, when the lights went off, thought, oh boy, the lights are going out in the stadium.
But I had a brief moment of that.
Exactly. But then just to blow them away, and the team did such a fantastic job executing that. So it was powerful. And so at the moment, we don't have any more night games, but we're looking at other ways to do really cool stuff. And so thanks for noticing. Yeah, that was amazing. And more to come.
It was definitely cool. And you might not have any night games right now, but they're coming. I think the last three games of the year will end up being flexed in some capacity. Mark, I know that you're not making football decisions per se, but as a dude that's rooted for this team forever, how excited were you yesterday by the Marshawn Lattimore trade?
Yeah, look, I give credit to Adam and his team for the work they did to bring in a Pro Bowl quarterback. We're all so excited. I know Adam and Dan are going to talk to do a press conference later and talk about the behind the scenes on the move, why they did it. But I'm just really excited. And you know, look, I think it goes to, in any business organization, and for sure in any sports team, the hardest thing to do is build sustainable excellence. Like, you can have great moments, great seasons, but what you really want to do is be great year in and year out, be one of those franchises. And from the very, very beginning, that was the goal. And again, it's super early in our journey, but when you just start to look at the pieces that are in place, Adam and what he did in the offseason, in free agency, and then the draft, Dan with the culture reset and the way he has people fired up, Jaden is a rookie quarterback, the fans, how engaged they are. I mean, obviously you got to be excited about 7-2 this year, but what you got to really be excited about is that you started extrapolating this, then the salary cap, the cap room and the draft picks, you start to extrapolate that in the future. It makes you really, really, really excited. So yesterday was great, and I know you're going to hear from Adam, but it's just another piece of evidence that just makes us really feel like the foundation is being laid for something that we can all feel really excited about for a very long time looking forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talked about sustained excellence, and one thing that I've just been so impressed with is obviously like the hiring process and you guys filling these roles with people that are extremely qualified. And it's just, it's a testament to you and the team, but like, you know, what's that process like, and, you know, coming into a space that you might not be, you know, 1000% familiar with?
Yeah, look, I give Josh a ton of credit on this. He obviously has, you know, built a bunch of major sports franchises and then just in his day job built some great businesses. And, you know, I feel good about I'm really proud of the businesses that I've built. And obviously Mitch Rales has built one of the great businesses, you know, ever created and one of the greatest ever in our region. But, you know, I'm really proud of my friend Josh because he, you know, starting with Adam, what was kind of amazing is like Adam was the guy everyone wanted. And we got Adam, and I think there was like 8 or 9 GM jobs. We got Adam signed up before anyone else pretty much started interviewing. And, you know, Josh really got started early on that. So that the minute that we were allowed to start working on it, that we did, but did all the prep work in advance. And so I just give him a lot of credit for that. And once you get the right senior people in place, then like attracts like, again, that's true in any business. So great people want to go work with great people. And when you look at the people that Adam's brought in and his team, and you look at the people that, that Dan has then brought in the coaching staff, it's proven to be the case. And so, look, when you want to build anything or when you want to reset anything, it all comes down to people and leadership. And we all recognize it. Josh recognized it. And it's been really, really our top focus and priority.
I mean, seriously, when you look at the staff DQ assembled and the way seemingly every free agent draft pick, like all of the moves have all, or at least all trending the very right direction. It's really been impressive. Mark, I'd like to ask just a far more simple question. You and I grew up maybe 3 miles away from each other. I was just up Jones Bridge Road towards Wisconsin Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up going to Candy Cane City Playground. You grew up going to Candy Cane City Playground. Venture back, whatever it was, you know, 40 years ago, whatever it was, you and Josh were just kids at a playground, and now you own the absolute biggest, the biggest deal in our city. And there's a lot going on in the country today, and this city is determined by lots of different factors, but the biggest singular thing that brings people together in Washington, D.C. is the Burgundy and Gold. And you guys are now the stewards of that organization. What does that mean for you?
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. And I think you capture, I mean, it means it's the reason that we did it completely, because we know what this meant to this community, what it meant to us, what it meant to everyone. We felt really, really strongly that someone local had to do this. And, you know, the other people looking at it, there was no one else local, no one. And that was a hard deal. I mean, you've heard some of the stories. It was hard. It was expensive. Like a lot of to get that done was hard. And there were hard moments. And every time it got hard, that was the motivation. It was just like, someone's got to do this to restore this franchise to what it meant to us when we were kids. And it's got to be someone who gets it and understands. And so the fact that it came together and now we're here, it's not lost on any of us any day that that's the both the opportunity, but the, also the obligation and honor to be the stewards and to make sure it is something that everyone's proud of. And honestly, JT Lowe, like we never for a second don't wake up and take it for granted. Like every day you just like, it is a pinch. You do pinch yourself pretty much every day and say, I can't believe it. And then you get to work to make it what it should be for our amazing fans and our amazing community.
Well said. I mean, Logan and I sit here and we're analysts and, you know, a former player or whatever you want to say. I've had some pinch me moments this year, Logan. Yeah. What about you?
Well, yeah, me too. And just to listen to him talk about that, I was just like so blown away by like the, you know, like he grew up here. It's like, you know, like it's a special thing. And so like the fact that you, Mark, understand how important this is to everybody is, I don't know, it's really cool. It's cool to hear.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Well, appreciate that. And it's, look, the last thing I would just say, and it's apropos today, is that the other motivation is, again, Josh has done a ton of sports. I've, you know, done my thing with the tennis tournament and other stuff. The thing that really motivates us more broadly on sports is it is the thing in America that brings everyone together, regardless of, you know, age, race, religion, politics, what you do for a job, where you live, anything. When you're in that stadium, everyone's there together cheering for their team. And, man, we need that more than ever. And so we're so happy that we can provide that for all of us and make something that everyone can agree on and everyone can come together for. And so we can't wait till Sunday for those burgundy towels to be waving in the air and for the whole DMV to come together and hopefully cheer on another Commander's victory.
It's going to be fun. Make sure you get to Northwest Stadium early. Get that burgundy towel and a huge game this weekend. Mark, thank you for the time. Sincerely appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. We look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Thanks, Mark.
Commander's partner Mark Ein joining the program. Really exciting giveaway this week. The Steelers can roll in with whatever they want, but for all the home fans, you're getting burgundy towels to wave. The TV shots, when you see that big aerial shot, the blimp shot, the drone shot, it's just going to be burgundy and gold. It's very, very intelligent by a group that rarely seems to miss. Thank you to Mark Ein for joining us. Logan Paulson in for B today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.